Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan. As entrepreneurs, we struggle with the tension that pulls us between working in our business and working on our business. It can be really beneficial to step away from the day-to-day of your business and attend an event that provides opportunities to learn new skills you can use to grow your business and to spend time with like-minded entrepreneurs who are facing many of the same struggles you face. I recently had the opportunity to attend the National Association of Women Business Owners, New York City's Small Business Bootcamp. The theme of the bootcamp was how to make your business stand out and get noticed. I was lucky enough to sit down with an incredible group of women and talk to them about how to get the most out of an event like the NABO NYC Small Business Bootcamp. It gives me great pleasure to share their tips on this special episode of Smashing the Plateau. First, I spoke about the importance of being part of a group like NABO with Jody Sutter, who helps win new business for small agencies.
What my business does is I work with marketing agencies, mostly small marketing agencies, and I help them with their business development. So I'm here for two reasons today. One is I'm here to share my own experience with other small business owners, many of whom are owners of creative businesses. I'm doing that as a roundtable this afternoon. But the other thing is that, you know, I think as a sole proprietor, it's impossible to do it all yourself. And so groups like these are really essential in not only finding inspiration, but also sharing ideas and sometimes just sharing what's not going well.
Next, let's hear Stylista Group Marketing Director Patia Abdur Razak as she weighs in on speaking and developing new relationships.
I'll be moderating the branding panel, and it is an amazing opportunity to speak a little bit about my business as well as meet like-minded professionals so that we can network in the future and hopefully do business together.
And if someone wants to learn more about you and your business, where's the best place to go?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, and the address is thestylistagroup.com, and on all social media at thestylistagroup.
Next, I was able to interview Mary Lynn Gibbs, whose company, Assistance for Hire, helps relieve business owners of administrative work. We discussed the motivational benefits of attending a bootcamp.
NABO has been a considerable force in my business success. I've gotten several clients through this process, and I've just met wonderful women that are killing it, are smashing their plateaus in business, and it's really motivational and it's exciting.
For people who may want to learn more about you and your business, where would they go?
They will go to our website, assistanceforhire.net. That's the number four. So assistanceforhire.net.
Now, Haley Foster explains who she serves and the value of being at a venue where the mission is all about supporting her audience.
I support women that are looking to start or scale their businesses through consulting, through my own experience of being an entrepreneur for 16 years. I'm all about finding and building my tribe. And so I figure any organization that is supporting women-owned businesses is the perfect venue for me to be at so that I can meet more women and support more women. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn is Haley Foster.
Next up, Alyssa Peak of Peak Photography explains what her business does and reveals the benefits of learning and networking with like-minded people.
It helps women over 40 feel comfortable in front of the camera so they can promote their businesses and hit their personal and professional goals.
Alyssa, how does being part of the NABO Small Business Bootcamp help you smash the plateau?
Oh, it not only introduces me to other fabulous women, but hearing from the experts on the panel and really getting in-depth advice on how to take the business to the next level.
Thanks, Alyssa. For those who may want to learn more about you, how would they do that?
Alyssa at peakphotography.nyc or my website, peakphotography.nyc, and that's peak with two E's.
Next, Connie Chi, owner of the marketing and branding agency, The Chi Group, shares what she does and how the bootcamp is helping her smash the plateau.
So what we do is we help humanize brands and give them a personality, teach them how to engage and create experiences that evoke curiosity.
Very important. Connie, how did you get connected with NABO and the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
So I actually have heard of them for quite some time, and you know, the opportunity came up where they need a speaker. So I'm actually a speaker here today.
Sounds great. And how does being part of this event help you smash the plateau in your business?
You know, I think what's great is you get to connect with so many different entrepreneurs, and you really learn a lot of different things from each and every one of these people that's sitting here today.
What's one takeaway you have from today?
You know, the biggest challenge that I think everybody has, right, is cash flow. So, you know, it feels better knowing that, okay, we're not alone when we as business owners go through this. How do we get our clients? How do we get cash flow?
Connie, for those who may want to learn more about you and the problems you solve, how would they do that?
Sure. They can check out our agency's website, the Chi Group, thechigroup.co.
Next, I was able to interview graphic designer Gabrielle Napolitano about her connection to NABO and how listeners can learn more about her.
If something is visually ugly, I will make it pretty.
That's important. And how did you get connected with NABO?
I found out about some events through SCORE for business owners, and NABO was there, and I spoke to some, I don't remember who it was, but I spoke to someone who was in NABO, and I thought I really should check out some of their other events. And after checking out a number of their events, they asked me to be on the board. They can look up GabNap, as in talk, sleep, or Gabrielle Napolitano, GabNap.com.
Irinel Stegaru-McLaughlin explains why continuing self-development is so important to her product business.
We create 100% natural vegan low-sugar jam and fruit syrup. So especially our syrups are great as mixers for cocktails, mocktails, and healthy sodas.
Sounds delicious. What prompted you to attend the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
So I recently graduated from the Goldman Sachs Tory Burch 10,000 Small Businesses program. And I saw that there's an opportunity to become a member here. So this is my first time I'm attending this event.
Wow. Congratulations for being in that program. That's very exciting. I've heard a lot about it.
Yes, it was amazing. And we were learning everything from bottom to the top. And I'm very excited to implement what I learned.
Irinel, why do you think it's important for business owners to spend time on some kind of self-development, whether it's personal development, professional development, like the program you just mentioned, and also something like this NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
So I think it's very important to connect with other people, which will broaden your horizon. You always, always learn from other people, and you can give your knowledge to people that you meet. So it's an organic growth of your mind and your soul.
For those who may want to learn more about you and your business, how would they do that?
So they can contact us through our website, which is www.mayasjams.com. It's MAYASJAMS.com.
Next is Nicole Centeno of Splendid Spoon, whose business relieves the stress associated with trying to eat healthily during the 9-to-5 grind. She gives a valuable tip about what to do at an event.
I'm here. I was a panelist this morning, and I love connecting with other entrepreneurs at different stages of their business.
What's one takeaway you might have from the panel?
Let's see. I think really building your community very early on can be one of the best resources.
So what's one thing you did to build your community early on?
I came to events like this. And I said hello, introduced myself to literally anyone who made eye contact with me.
Sounds good. And now that you're here at an event like this again, how does this help you smash the plateau in your own business?
Continuing to do that. I think it still takes courage to network and meet people and expand and be open to other people having ideas that you might not have thought of that will help you solve problems more creatively and with more flexibility.
Sounds good. Nicole, for those who may want to learn more about you and the problems you solve, how would they do that?
So my Instagram handle is NickCent, NICCENT.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Next, I was able to interview Donna Fullerton of DMF Communications, who does market research and guides innovation. Donna talks about serendipity in whom you meet at an event.
I'm here to connect with new people, expanding my network of people, and also sharing Best Network, which is a wonderful program helping solopreneurs build recurring revenue.
Sounds great. How does being at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp help you smash the plateau in your business?
Well, always, whenever you get together with women or men in various businesses, you really expand your universe in terms of what businesses are out there. Especially as a solopreneur, you really are operating in a very much of a shell, your own shell. So this is a wonderful way to expand that, which is so important when you're a solopreneur.
So what's one thing that may have happened already today that has expanded you and gotten you out of your shell as a solopreneur?
Well, I met someone today who has a brand management company, and she was talking about the fact that they're looking to do experiential kinds of research. So I could bring my research experience to bear, and I made a new connection, which I would not have met if I hadn't come today.
Donna, if listeners want to learn more about you and the problems you solve, where would they do that?
They would get in touch with me, Donna, at dmfcominc.com, or give me a call at 212-529-8105.
Thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Next up, Stephanie Verschow of SV Empowerment shares her thoughts about surrounding yourself with your target audience. Stephanie works with people who are in corporate and want to transition to a different environment. She also helps people cope with anxiety, for example, due to business relationships or being a working parent.
So I work with a lot of women, and I love learning more about women. I'm a very much of an energy person, so also being in the presence of women that are ready to take their life to the next level and really go in, it's really, really inspiring. So it's a little bit selfish, but it's also to be around women that are in that energy to keep going and moving forward.
Sounds great. And Stephanie, how does being at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp help you smash the plateau?
Ooh, I think for me, a business is like a facade for internal work, because the more internal work you do, I've done, the more successful I am. So for me, every time I have some kind of plateau, I go in, whether it's like journaling or working with a coach or doing some kind of mindset to shift it. And that always allows me to smash that plateau and take it to the next level.
Sounds great. Stephanie, for those who may want to learn more about you, how would they do that?
Yes. So I'm very active on Instagram. My handle is at Stephanie Verschow. So it's my first and last name. And then you can go to my website. It's stephanieverschow.com and learn more about my story, what I offer, and just get to know each other.
Next, I asked Jeanette Bordeaux of Jeanette Bordeaux Coaching who she serves and a little about what she learned that can help her business move forward.
So I help women who are in their 9-to-5 who want to start something on the side, start a coaching business, consulting business, or a creative service business, start their fulfilling career and help them get clients.
And is the idea to help them transition out of corporate?
Yeah, transition out of corporate, but also, you know, non-corporate positions as well.
Sounds great. And why are you here at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
Oh, I'm actually a member of NABO, so it's a great organization of women to build your network and community, and I'm on the alliances team, so I actually help a lot with the partnerships that we do at NABO for events and stuff like that, so I love it.
Sounds great. And how does being here at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp help you smash the plateau in your own business?
How does it help me smash the plateau? I think so far the panels that we've done around branding and hearing from other women and hearing their different ideas of how to really attract your ideal client and get really specific on your why has helped a lot, just like retaining focus on that throughout all of my marketing and branding. So yeah, that's what I've learned so far.
It was a great session. I was in for part of it. What's one takeaway you had from that session?
I guess I'm going to give the one I love the most, even though it's, I guess, less about branding. But one of the panelists said one idea can change someone's life forever. And especially as someone who has their own personal brand, like I share a lot of tips on like Instagram, social media strategy, growing a business, all these different things. And to me, because I'm so close to it, I know a lot about it. I'm like, oh, this isn't that, you know, valuable, whatever. It's like these are very, you know, starter tips to me, but then someone else sees it who's not as experienced, has never done this before, and they're like, wow, that completely changed the game for me. So that's just like a good reminder to always remember to share your ideas, because, you know, they could change someone's life.
That's great. Jeanette, for those who may want to learn more about you and get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Jeanette Bordeaux _ and then JeanetteBordeaux.com, and then also on LinkedIn.
I spoke with Noreen Sumter, who is part of Nabo's leadership, about her business and why she is involved with Nabo.
My business is called Live Life Your Way, which is I'm a personal life coach. And I also have, in conjunction with that, you know, talking about branding, the thing that goes along with it is my radio show, which is called Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way.
Do you solve the same problem with both your radio show and your work, your business itself?
Well, I help people to expand themselves, right? To own their voice, speak their truth, and live life their way. That's my tag. And so with the radio show, what that does, it shows individuals that have taken the plunge and really stepped into living their life, doing the stuff that they're really interested in, like their work. And so they've turned their work into their careers. And what I've found is that most people know exactly what they want to do. And it either, you know, like if it's not linear, so it might take them a good many years to get to that point. But when they've had enough of doing things that they don't want to do, they step into their real passions, and that's when their life explodes.
Sounds great. And why are you here at the Nabo Small Business Bootcamp today?
Why am I here at Nabo Small Business? Well, I am the vice president of Nabo for member engagement. So I've been on the board of Nabo for approximately, this is my second year. And I helped to put this lovely space that we're in. I got that. What's great about Nabo and being on the board is that you get to see things about yourself that you didn't know that you didn't know, right? You don't know that you don't know. And so what I've seen for myself, which I've known who I am and I know who I am, very self-aware, but it's really good to sort of like actually have results of the self-awareness show up. So that's why I volunteer for Nabo, because I'm making a difference for myself. Not only that, but I'm making a difference for the women that are members.
So what's one takeaway from this event so far today?
We're always rebranding. It's never static. We're always growing. We're always evolving and we're always changing, and we cannot be afraid of change.
That's great. Noreen, for those who may want to learn more about you and perhaps get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can reach me at Noreen Sumter, Noreen at NoreenSumterCoach.com.
Next, Kathy Nolan of Kathy Nolan Art describes how she uses her craft at an event.
I actually help solve event planners' problems in terms of what can I do to bring value to my event coming up or to my presentation coming up. How do I keep the audience engaged? How do I keep the audience entertained while we're presenting content? And I actually illustrate in real time when people speak, and that helps bring value to the event, and it also makes it a very memorable experience for the people watching and listening.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very unique and probably does a lot to help keep the audience engaged and focused on the speaker.
It does. It does. And actually, it also gives the presenter a little bit boost of confidence, because I'm up there with the presenter, so they don't feel like they're all by themselves presenting in front of the audience. And as I illustrate their content and what they're talking about, nobody really knows what's going to come out next. You know, it's just sort of, it just flows. And then plus, we live in such a visual world now, visual society, that sometimes people will forget what specific topic was talked about or a detailed of a topic, and that's all captured in an illustration, a visual image. And sometimes that helps the audience trigger, oh yeah, that image reminds me of what that speaker spoke about when they were discussing time management or imposter syndrome or some sort of business related topic. So it's a fun, unique way to help remember the content that's being presented.
That is so cool and very unique. Kathy, why are you at the Nabo Small Business Bootcamp?
I, first of all, live here in New York City, and I'm not a member of Nabo, but I'm here just to learn more about branding and the components of starting a business, getting your messaging across. And plus, it's a great opportunity to network with other like-minded entrepreneurs, just to build relationships and connections, because marketing is the new way of marketing your business is really about making connections and contacts. And then, you know, how do you make the person feel, and what can you do to help and serve them?
Sounds great. So how does being here help you smash your plateau?
Well, I'm smashing through with making great connections, like meeting you today, and showing people what I do, and seeing if I can help others as well with the connections I have. And it's been a really great smashing day.
Sounds great. Kathy, for those who may want to learn more about you, or go deeper with anything you've shared in a couple of minutes, where would they go?
They would go visit KathyNolanArt.com, or they can email me at Kathy@KathyNolan.com, and we can connect. And follow me on Instagram at KathyNolanArt, and you'll see my images there and some videos of me drawing in real time. And visually, you'll be able to understand what I do.
Now, Rebecca Maxwell of Ascentive New York describes what she does and how attending the boot camp is mutually beneficial.
We help business owners and entrepreneurs build their businesses without sacrificing their lives.
Without sacrificing their lives. Wow, I think a lot of people could use that.
Yeah, we find quite often that people are so busy on their business and so busy delivering in the business, but also chasing leads and drumming up fresh business, that their lives escape them. And that's a sin, really.
Absolutely. Rebecca, why are you here at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
I'm here this morning because I was a panelist on the opening panel for the bootcamp. It was great to be able to support NABO because it's a fantastic organization. But it was also really good to be able to talk about a different kind of branding and marketing. So we work very much in the space of word of mouth and how people can use their networks that they have around them and the people who want to help them succeed. How do they make it easy for them to help?
So what's one tip that you might have shared this morning with the audience?
One tip, I suppose, is to be clear about not just what you do and how you help, but why you do that. What is it that drives you? Understanding that really helps you to target your efforts, but also allows the kind of client you want to work with to resonate. They're more likely to be attracted to you.
Now, any interesting takeaways from what you heard from the audience?
Some fantastic questions from the audience, particularly around one that really caught my eye was, how do you create a collective brand from a disparate team?
Oh, that's a complicated one. So how do you do it?
There were a number of different answers. The one that sprung to my mind was about being really clear on what the individual visions are and then having the conversation that collectively pulls those together. So being able to understand where a disparate team might be separately and then what do they have in common and how can they build that into a really collective brand for the business.
Given what's happening and the way people are collaborating across many different cultures, different parts of the globe, and there's so many people who work together today who've never met face-to-face, I bet being able to do that is really important.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely critical. So doing that, but also understanding what are the common values that people across disparate teams in a business may have. And actually spending time and understanding that it's important to spend time on those things because that's actually the glue that holds it all together.
Rebecca, it's great that you're able to be here and share some of your strategies with the NABO audience. How has being here today helped you smash the plateau?
It's always inspirational to be around other women business owners. Smashing the plateau is about that collective support that we give to each other and the ideas that we just so willingly share with each other.
Sounds great. Rebecca, for those who may want to learn more about what you've just shared now, where would they go?
A couple of ways of getting in touch. One is our website, which is newyork.ascentive, ASENTIV.com. And the other is just to connect with me on LinkedIn.
I asked Elizabeth Ice of Results Resourcing what she does and how the bootcamp helps her and other businesses.
Well, we're an online platform, and we are basically a matchmaker. We match small and mid-sized businesses with vetted virtual freelancers. So we take all the work out of hiring freelance talent for our small and medium-sized customers.
So tell me a little bit more about the pain points that you solve for your clients.
Well, the number one hiring problem for small business is lack of qualified talent and the amount of time that it takes to find and do the work to vet the talent to see if it really even fits the purpose. And we do all that work for them in exchange for a curation fee, which is pretty cost-effective. They get our platform, which helps them define what they need, find what they need, and actually work with the freelance resources that we let them hire through our platform.
How great is that? So Elizabeth, why are you here at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
Well, I've been part of NABO for a couple of years, and I just believe that the association has done a lot of great things for women in small business, and I want to help further the cause and help more small businesses that are NABO members become more successful.
Great. And how is being here today at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp helping you smash the plateau for your business?
Well, we are in the process of launching the second version of our platform. And the thrust of the workshop, the day, is really about marketing and branding. So it's always good to speak to customers, to hear what their pain points are, and also get kind of new tips for how we should be thinking about branding ourselves for the next version of our platform.
Sounds great. For anyone who may want to learn more about what you shared about yourself and your business, where would they go?
They would go to our website, which is Results Resourcing. And the way that it's easy to remember that is because we resource results.
Donna Ola Ryken of Preferred Small Business Solutions explains why branding is so important.
I solve financial back office problems so companies can keep their work front and center and we'll take care of their back office.
And what does back office include?
All financial matters. We do payroll, we do billing, we do invoicing, reconciliations. We do everything that a client or a company needs up to the point of moving the books over to the accountant to file taxes.
Everything that prompts their customers to put cash in their bank account.
Very much so.
Which is really important for businesses.
Yes, we basically help the company grow so they can just keep an eye on the ball. We have one client that started out making $750,000 in revenue, and 5 years later, they're making $10 million.
They're doing something right.
They absolutely are.
Donna, why are you here today at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
I'm here because we are having great success of having referrals from the accountants that we relieve their pain for their clients, as well as customer referrals, but we need better branding. And so I'm here to learn about branding our company successfully.
What's one thing you've learned so far today?
Our 15-second pitch and how important it is to be able to go out there and confidently go out there and talk about our clients and our customers and what we offer.
How are you smashing your plateau in your business?
We are doing a great job for our clients and being able to help them focus on the work that's important to them and by helping them just continually to achieve their goals.
Donna, if anyone wants to learn more about you and your business, how would they do that?
They could reach out to me personally at donna@preferredsbs.com.
I ask Susie Verde about her methodology and what she hopes to take away from the boot camp.
I help people to get unstuck in their lives by getting the bigger picture through a technique that I developed that utilizes astrology, positive psychology, and coaching. And so I help people to walk the steps of where they want to go.
And what do people like about your unique system?
My system is about helping people get in contact with their real call, with their, shall we say, golden part at the end of the rainbow, and to live a life that really matters.
Why are you here today at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
Because I have been debating on how to best brand myself and to how to combine the different aspects of my business and to unleash a message that can have a real impact on my audience.
How does being at an event like the bootcamp help you smash the plateau for your own business?
I have met some very inspiring speakers and also have talked to peer participants and have really got some deep insights on how it is that I can put my message in a way that I would captivate the hearts of my audience.
If someone wants to learn more about you, how would they do that?
Through my website. It's susieverde.com. And please send me an email. I would be delighted to get back to anyone wanting to learn more about astro coaching.
Next, Paula Oleska of Brain Upgrade Systems explains what she does and the benefits of refining your pitch and your brand.
I solve mindset and procrastination and productivity. And I offer solutions in situations where nothing else has worked.
What's a good example?
So most people, as you know, they learn what they should be doing to be productive. Like you need to make prioritize, you need to make a list, you need to, so they know all the list of the things they need to do, but they don't do it. So once they learn the techniques that I teach, they actually do it. So one example is in my recent program, there was a woman who said that she had a big project she was putting off for 2 years. And in the beginning of the 8-week program, after the second session, she said, I started to work on it and I can't wait to get back to my computer. By the end of the program, she finished. And that was a project that she was putting off for 2 years.
Wow. So, Paula, what made you decide to come to the NABO Small Business Bootcamp?
Well, I went to another event with NABO, and it sounded like it was an exciting group of people with really good leadership. So I thought it would be a good way to get some more information to move forward, or, as you say, smash the plateau and get some really good business contacts. And I already met a woman who is looks like not only a good business contact, but also probably going to be a really good friend.
Wow. So what's one thing you learned today that will help you smash the plateau in your business?
I refined my pitch and I got really good feedback on that. And I learned also components of branding, which I have not really looked at in the same way. So it was very beneficial. I'll be reworking my brand.
Sounds great. Paula, if somebody wants to learn more about you and get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, www.brainupgrade.biz, and they can also download a free guide, Get Things Done.
Fatima Campbell of Maidshare Home Cleaning Service describes her unique value and how she learned to capitalize on it.
We are an all-natural, eco-friendly cleaning company for home, office, and event. So I guess we're just making the world non-toxic and eco-friendly, I guess.
And are you finding that there is a significant demand for the kinds of products you use and the way you use them?
Yeah, I think people are like, in this day and age, like now, like people don't want a lot of chemicals and harsh chemicals in their home. So they're looking for all natural and eco-friendly alternatives. So, yeah.
And how have you been finding your clients?
Through referrals. And I now do Yelp. Yelp has been working out well. Yelp works. So that's basically what we do. We don't do Google Ads yet. It's just Yelp and referrals. We do well with referrals.
Sounds great. Why are you here at the NABO Small Business Bootcamp today?
Oh, well, I figured that I was going to learn something. My friend invited me. I figured just come and see like what I can learn, what I can, you know, that's basically it.
And so are there any changes that you're thinking about making in your business as a result of something you heard here today?
Yeah, some of the lovely ladies told me that I should tell people about the fact that I do have a degree in biology and I do have like a background in microbiology. It kind of adds validity to me.
It certainly makes you unique.
Yes, it does. So I think that's important to let people know that I am knowledgeable about this field. So
that's great. So if someone wants to learn more about you and your business, how would they do that?
They can find us online at imaidshare.com. It's imaidshare.com. Or just Google Maidshare. It's two separate words, and you should be able to find us.
Next, Tricia Tate of The Art of Money Matters, an outsourced CFO firm, shares the benefits of clarifying your target market.
I help business owners at north of $1 million to grow and scale by illuminating the story behind their financials, helping them manage the financials, improve their numbers, double their revenue. More importantly, helping them to educate them around their numbers so they can communicate that to their investors and other parties.
Right. So there's a lot of information in numbers besides the actual data themselves.
There is a lot of information. Well, numbers tell the story of a business. It tells how healthy the business is. I can just, by reading a couple of financial statements, figure out where there are holes, where there are holes in their strategy, where there's holes in their operations. And by spending some time with the business owner, I can help them figure out where they can make more money, where they can cut back on expenses, and how to strategically invest in their future.
important information. Tricia, why did you decide to come to the NABO Small Business Bootcamp today?
Well, today's bootcamp was focused on branding, and I find that because I'm a very technical person and I deal with numbers and my life is drenched in finance and accounting, sometimes it's difficult to communicate in layman terms to an audience or to a customer type exactly what I do and how I am different from their CPA or their bookkeeper or other outsourced CFOs. And more importantly, when they would need an outsourced CFO. So I'm always looking for strategies to do so and better ways to clearly communicate.
So is there a good takeaway that you've had from what you've learned so far today that, you're thinking about using to smash your plateau?
There are many. I think the key or the thing that keeps coming back to me is figuring out my vertical, the right vertical that I want to market to. I generally have a target, but the right vertical. And that way I can create the type of branding or messaging that is appropriate for that or that will land on that target market. So right now I put out a bunch of content on LinkedIn and through email marketing, and a lot of it is educational. Sometimes there are client testimonials, client musings or client stories and case studies. But now I want people to interact with the content and respond to me, and I'm trying to figure out how best to do that. So I think crafting the right messaging that lands on a particular vertical will get people more responsive with the content.
Makes sense. Tricia, how can people learn more about you?
You can visit us at Art of Money Matters. So that's ArtOfMoneyMatters.com. They can schedule an initial consultation and we can see how we can double your revenue together.
Last, we have Topaz Smith of Enoble, who explains who she works with, sharing a story that underlies the value of her brand and why learning more about branding can help her business.
I would like to work with someone who's interested in culture, the fusion of culture within cities, understanding more of the traditional experience, as well as how communities of color or migration communities have adapted to the city.
So what's an example of an encounter that someone like the kind of person you just described may have where they might be challenged?
So they could be challenged with, you know, perceptions. A lot of times people could stereotype you based on, you know, what they think and their perception of you or what ethnicity you represent. So they could have a challenge where, you know, someone might say, you know, they don't want to serve you, or they could not believe that you're going to a certain destination. So, yeah, I think those are two.
Okay. What's an actual story of when that may have happened?
So one story, I was in Peru. I was coming from Cusco and going to Lima. And my driver in the taxi told me that I was from Chincha, Peru. I did not know where Chincha, Peru was. I then later found out that Chincha, Peru is on the coast in Peru and has a community that's predominantly of color, and that they still, to this day, pick cotton. And so I wanted to learn more. And he actually brought me to one of the richest areas in Peru, and he couldn't believe that I was going there. So it was just an interesting twist on what his perception was of me and what I was actually doing in the country.
Great example. Topaz, what prompted you to come to the NABO Small Business Bootcamp today?
I wanted to understand more about branding and marketing for my business and how to tell the story that I just told.
Do you find the strategies of these women entrepreneurs inspiring? You can find information about each of them, including the links we mentioned in the episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. The National Association of Women Business Owners is the voice of more than 10 million women-owned businesses in the United States. Since 1975, NABO has helped women grow their businesses by sharing resources and providing a collective viewpoint to help shape economic and public policy. It is the only dues-based national organization representing the interests of all women entrepreneurs across all industries. You can learn more about NABO New York City at nawbonyc.org. That's nawbonyc.org. At Smashing the Plateau, we are proud to share stories, strategies, and tips to help you smash the plateau in your business. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.